are back with Ann Weibel and Naomi Blum from Child Evangelism Fellowship of Western Wisconsin, talking this morning about the Good News Summer Clubs. So exciting, such neat stories about how God is using these clubs to reach children who are unreached in our own neighborhoods, to reach your families and communities for Jesus Christ. Big need right now that Child Evangelism Fellowship has is host families. You have the teams that are well-trained and ready to go to just come in and conduct the clubs. You have the materials necessary. You know how to get in there and how to do it. All you need really are host families. Absolutely. To just provide that place to meet. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's involved in being a host for a Good News Club.
Yes, again, with the host families, you, because we're doing the whole program and you are building relationships with the children and their families, that's really your focus. We're looking for hosts. Usually the clubs last from Monday through Thursday for one certain week in the summer. So you would pick whatever week you have open. You're not on vacation or the kids are not in summer school, and the different times when we have availability. And then during that week, during that two-hour time period, because they run for 2 hours at a time, you would be involved in, again, helping with coming alongside the kids, talking to the kids, helping to register the kids, doing whatever that relationship kind of building with the children, and then providing a snack in a nice area, either at a park or in a neighborhood in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Usually a good location is if you have you're in a neighborhood where the kids already come to your house. You know, some of you have all, you're the place that the kids are all coming. Well, that's a great place to have one of these Good News Summer Clubs. Or maybe, you know, there's a park near you where there's usually a lot of kids that congregate, and that would be another really good area to have a Good News Summer Club. Or maybe you know a school where you'd really like to go in the fall, and that would be a great place to start talking to the children and the families now so that you can continue to build on what they learn during the summer at that weekly Good News Club during the school year.
And I, you know, I may have misnamed it too. I said looking for a host family. They don't necessarily have to be a family, do they?
No. Just a host. So it can be the mom, it can be the dad, or it can be anyone that's maybe not a mom or a dad could be too. We do have a child protection screening policy. So everyone who is part of our ministry will go get their background check and be totally screened.
Good.
But otherwise, it's, if you have a heart for the Lord and a heart for the lost, then shouldn't we be reaching out to the people around us that don't know the Lord?
Yeah. Especially if I could say something.
Sure.
I was talking to a gentleman who's, I don't know, about in his 60s probably, and he talking to him about Jesus and trying to get him back on track, but he has a lot of experience. He has a lot of clutter in his mind about who Jesus could have been. I mean, a lot of people died on the cross. He kept saying that. A lot of people died on crosses. So what's so big about Jesus? Who cares? That's what he kept saying. And I was like, you know, children are so much easier to reach. And it's that's the purpose of CF, reaching them before they have all those blocks and stumbling blocks in their minds. Because, I mean, there's a story that we tell a lot where if there's a school by a cliff, do you put ambulances at the bottom of the cliff after they've fallen off? Or do you build a fence so that they don't fall off in the first place? So that's kind of the purpose of CF, is to build that fence so that the kids don't fall off the fence in the first place.
Illustration. Very good. So it doesn't take a whole lot committing a week of your time, basically.
Exactly. Inviting the kids, that's another thing that you would do we aren't there to do. But inviting those kids, that would take your probably 2 hours of one of your days, and then the rest of the 4 days the next week with 2 hours per time.
Not a huge commitment, but I tell you what, the fruit of that commitment can last a lifetime. Now, Anne, I know you've been working for a long time in this area through Child Evangelism Fellowship. But you also have teams that will go up to the Eau Claire area as well. So anyone really, well, unless you're listening online from like Romania or India or some of our other people who listen online, we may not come that far.
No, but somebody might. You know, find your CEF in your area.
That's true. There may be a CEF in your area. So anybody listening today, how's that? If you are interested in possibly hosting a Good News Summer Club, or you'd like to find out more about it, here's what you do. You go to the ministry partner page on our website at praisenetwork.com. Click on Ministry Partners, and you can find Child Evangelism Fellowship of Western Wisconsin there. And if you are outside of our local area, like Ann said, there just might be a CEF near you, and she will put you in touch with them. But you can find their contact information there on our Ministry Partner page, and find out what you can do today. You know, maybe you're a grandparent and your grandkids live way far away and, you know, you kind of miss them. You miss that time that you get to have with them. Well, here's a way, an opportunity for you to sow into the lives of other children in our local area who may not have grandparents around. Or maybe you've never been able to have children of your own. Or maybe you're a single person and, you know, you'd love to be married maybe one day. But here's an opportunity for you to sow into the lives of these kids in your neighborhood. So find out more about that, pray about it, and then get in touch with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Western Wisconsin. Again, you can find them on our ministry partner page at praisenetwork.com. Naomi, Ann, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for what you're doing to reach kids with the good news of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.